Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Abortion advocates often claim that women have the right to say, "My body, my choice," in the face of anyone who stands up for the rights of unborn children. But this sentiment quickly flips in the eyes of these same individuals when discussing the rights of surrogates to save rather than end the life of a child. Surrogacy, once seen as a pathway for couples struggling with infertility to have children, has quickly shifted to a business model where birth mothers sign their rights away for thousands of dollars and children are treated like commodities. This dynamic is highlighted in a recent court case involving surrogate McKenna West and the child she was carrying, known as baby Gabriel. According to West, 20 weeks into pregnancy, the child's biological parents, a California couple, demanded that she abort the child after learning that he had a rare but treatable heart condition. West bravely refused to get an abortion and instead traveled to Texas hoping to receive legal protection and medical care before and after the child's birth. Thankfully, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton stepped in to help secure the protection for West and the baby. According to a report from Texas Politics, he secured an emergency order protecting Gabriel. The order required that medically necessary care be provided after Gabriel's birth and prevented anyone from withholding treatment or removing him from Texas while the case was pending. Baby Gabriel was born on August 12th and immediately began receiving the care he needed to have the best chance of survival given his condition. While Gabriel's first heart surgery was a success and his tiny life hangs on with hope, the legal battle isn't over. West filed a lawsuit for custody asserting parental rights under Texas law, while the biological parents filed a restraining order against West and are suing her for over $100,000, citing breach of contract for not aborting their child. Baby Gabriel is currently receiving medical care in custody of his biological parents, who are granted decision-making rights. According to a statement from the couple's attorney, the child is now in their physical custody while he receives expert medical care at a tertiary care center. This story highlights the problems within the surrogacy and IVF industries. We live in a culture that often treats children, especially those conceived through IVF and surrogacy, as commodities. When a child doesn't meet certain health standards or expectations, some adults feel entitled to erase that life. But let us be clear, babies are not property. They are not contracts to be discarded when inconvenient or imperfect. Every human being, from the moment of fertilization, holds immeasurable value and deserves our protection. IVF and surrogacy have become largely transactional. Children are treated like products, and parental rights can become entangled in legal disputes that undermine the inherent dignity of the child. Imagine the heartbreak and confusion for a child caught between a surrogate and intended parents fighting for control. Imagine the emotional toll on the surrogate who bears the child, bonds with the child, and sees firsthand the value of the life she carries, but has no legal rights. Imagine the emotional toll of the biological or intended parents who so desperately want a child, but often don't understand the negative consequences of taking a child from the woman who carries them. Or the emotional toll and the life-threatening consequences for surrogates and children when intended parents choose to discard the life of their unborn child. As we await the case's legal outcome, lawmakers across the U.S., including in Wisconsin, must address the need for regulation in the surrogacy industry. It's time for both IVF and surrogacy industries to place what's best for children above the selfish desires of adults. As Christians, we are called to be the voice of the voiceless, to defend those who are unable to defend themselves. Proverbs 31:8-9 says, "Open your mouth for the mute and for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy." Who could be more vulnerable than that of the unborn? We invite you to join us in carrying on the fight for life in Wisconsin. Pray with us that God will protect the vulnerable in our state and bring in elected officials who fearlessly defend life from fertilization to natural end. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.